from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The polls have closed. Myanmar's first vote, a free and fair, relatively, election in more than 25 years. Myanmar pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi joined millions of her fellow citizens in the vote that could bring her National League for Democracy Party to power. VOA's Steve Herman is at the polling location where Aung San Suu Kyi voted.
The question is not whether the NLD is able to be the largest vote-getter among the 90 or more parties that are contesting in this parliamentary election. The question is whether they can capture two-thirds of the parliamentary seats to overcome this distinct advantage that the military and the government have, because a fifth of these seats are reserved for them. So they need this two-thirds and majority to really get through parliament what they want, and more critically, be able to select who will be the next president of Myanmar.
That is VOA's Steve Herman reporting. In spite of increasing indications that a bomb destroyed a Russian passenger airliner last week high over the Sinai Peninsula, the head of Egypt's investigative team says no definitive conclusions have been reached. All 224 people, passengers and crew, aboard the jet died. Foreign intelligence reports first raised the theory that a bomb exploded aboard the jet based on overheard chatter by known terrorists shortly after the crash. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. Gunmen stormed into a bar in Burundi's capital, Bujumbura, late Saturday, killing at least seven people. Witnesses say the attackers ordered people sitting outside the building to come inside before opening fire. They also said the gunmen were wearing police uniforms. International police is growing because of the international violence increase. This is VOA News. Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says at least 23 Syrian civilians died Saturday in suspected Russian airstrikes on a rebel-held town outside Damascus. Russia, Syria's government, and a U.S.-led international coalition are all carrying out bombing raids in Syria, sometimes in the same areas. Israeli authorities say a Palestinian rammed his car into a group of Israelis in the West Bank today, injuring at least three before Israeli police opened fire, killing the attacker. Officials say at least two of the Israelis are in the hospital. The latest is a part of a wave of violence caused by rumors that Israel is intending to take over an East Jerusalem holy site revered and controlled by Muslims as well as honored by Jews. The uptick in conflict has killed 11 Israelis and at least 73 Palestinians. Taiwan's president, Ma Ying-jeou, says the significance of security and dignity for the Taiwanese people was a key message he shared with China's president Xi Jinping during their historic talks this weekend in Singapore. VOA's Bill Ide reports.
Since the People's Republic of China was established in 1949, the leaders of Taiwan and China have never met face-to-face. But on Sunday, the two engaged in what is being called a historic 81-second handshake. The meeting was high on symbolism, but saw no major breakthroughs. China considers democratically ruled Taiwan to be part of its territory and has never renounced the use of force to resolve the dispute. Not everyone welcomed the president's meeting, which was announced on short notice. Protests took place in Taipei, Taiwan's capital, and the timing of the talks between Xi and Ma raised questions. Critics also complained that Ma said little about Taiwan's commitment to democracy as a core value of society, in contrast to the Communist Party's role in China. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter spoke Saturday about the countries of the Asia-Pacific, which are concerned about the risk of conflict between those making conflicting territorial claims in the South China Sea.
The United States joins virtually everyone else in the region in being deeply concerned about the pace and scope of land reclamation in the South China Sea, the prospect of further militarization, as well as the potential for these activities to increase the risk of miscalculation or conflict among claimant states.
China has territorial claims in nearly the entire body of water. Several other countries are also making claims. Pope Francis says the leaking of sensitive Vatican documents is a crime and a deplorable act that will not stop him from moving forward with church reforms. Those are the Holy Father's first comments since two people were arrested for leaking the documents last week. Two new books are based on the leaks that detail how some prelates are resisting the Pope's financial and administrative changes in the Holy See. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.